Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The threat of disaster is never pleasant.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast.
These safety measures are essential.
The only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment.
This will be your source of survival instructions
and information.
Every member of the family must be coached in the business of survival.
Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Oh man, I'm giddy. I'm almost giddy. Cam?
Yep.
That's why I say giddy up. Let's do this.
Because this is the detail that I'm hoping comes out soon.
Yeah, me too, right?
I've been waiting for it my whole life.
Yeah, I have too. I have as well. What are we talking about this very fine day here in the studio?
This episode's called When the Truth Comes Out. We are referring to aliens, man.
Yeah.
So, this is episode 2 of our new series where we're talking about the future of survival.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we need to adapt, and prepping needs to change. We still do the same stuff, but we need to look into the future of what could happen.
Yeah,
and what's more exciting than being told that hey, aliens exist?
Yeah,
welcome to the new world.
So I think this one's probably our most out there episode for this series. But
is it though?
Is it? I don't know.
We've seen more in the last like year about the possibility of aliens than ever, which is exciting.
And so like obviously today we're not talking about like how to hide from alien lasers.
How to put locks on your things because your alien fingers can't open.
Right, yeah.
But no, so but we're going to talk today about the current state of UFOs and UAPs.
Yeah.
There's been increased government attention and hearings on the subject.
Like
more video footage has been released, more discussion in that just blows my mind that's even happening. The government is discussing the possibility.
Congress of the United States of America are talking about it in session.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And then release government reports on military encounters. Dedicated offices within the government, such as Arrow, within the Department of Defense. That exists.
Yeah, it's
if
real.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Growing public interest in the information and government transparency. Government transparency lately has been pretty fascinating.
Sure, it has.
It's just like, let's see it all. No more secrets.
Well, just today or yesterday of recording, JFK. The JFK files all
so
came
cool.
out. That kind of dates when we're doing this, but wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
Crazy.
So, this is not that far-fetched. Like, it's happening. This isn't fake news. Like, it's really happening. So, if disclosure happens, whether controlled or uncontrolled, what happens next? Like, how do we prepare for this?
Yeah.
What will happen? Like, how will society handle it?
Yeah,
that's what we're going to talk about today.
We're really excited about that. And we're also really excited about BattleBox because it is the monthly subscription box full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. The MyMedic Sidekick Standard Kit.
So cool.
The Glow Rhino Fermi 2 BattleBox exclusive knife. Oh, listen to that sucker. It's beautiful. All this badassness starts at just $34.99 per month. They've shipped over a million boxes and one best subscription box of 2020. Our listeners get 15% off when you sign up at battlebox.com/casualpreppers. Get your first battle box and 15% off at battlebox.com/casualpreppers.
It's time. To get your subscription.
Maybe they'll do like an alien encounter box at some point.
They should.
That'd be cool.
Just a bunch of tinfoil.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
Locks.
Yeah, locks.
Difficult locks and whatnot.
Laser pointers.
Laser pointers, yeah, who knows. So first off, I just want to preface all of this. This is an episode that I might have thought was crazy 5 years ago.
Me too.
Like, I'm like, why would we do one?
Funny. And take it almost serious, like a comedy.
A comedy. I mean, everything we do is kind of that way. But there have been just enough weird things going on in the last little bit that I don't know what's crazy anymore. Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel like it's that crazy to say, well, we could have aliens soon. So, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not alone.
We're not alone. But so what is disclosure and why does it matter, right? So the term disclosure refers to the official or unofficial revelation that non-human intelligence has been interacting with Earth. Whether through government admissions, leaked evidence, or undeniable public events, disclosure would represent a fundamental shift in what we know about our place in the universe. For decades, people have speculated about UFOs, secret programs, hidden technologies. Some believe the government has known the truth for years.
Government, potato salad.
And been slowly preparing the public. Others argue that disclosure will happen suddenly through an undeniable event that forces the truth into the open. This episode isn't...
I thought that was going to happen in Las Vegas. Wasn't it? Or was it L.A.? No, where was that crash?
I don't know.
No, you remember the alien crash? It was like on the news and everybody's like, is this really
happening?
There's
too many of them. I can't remember, dude. I think it was Vegas. I know what you're talking about.
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. So again, this episode, it's not about debating whether aliens do exist. It's about what happens if confirmation arrives about aliens. Like, it's just a known fact. Yes, aliens are here, mm-hmm. or aliens exist, or whatever it is. And whether it's a controlled government rollout or uncontrolled, how would people react? How would governments respond? And most importantly, how should you prepare for this?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're talking about today. So let's talk about how disclosure might happen. And let's talk about first the government-controlled disclosure. So if disclosure is a controlled rollout, it would likely involve a carefully managed process. The initial announcement might come from a government agency like NASA, the Department of Defense, or even an international body such as the UN, United Nations, right? It would be framed to avoid panic with language that downplays the shock factor. And I don't know what language they would use, but it definitely wouldn't be. There's
French.
Aliens here.
They'd use French.
This is aliens of the world.
Is it you come down?
Offer them some croissants and say hello.
It's not a big concern, huh?
Everything is okay. Just go back to your daily activities.
I feel at peace with this.
It's all good. But I mean, as far as like what the words they would say, you know, what language they would use.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that would be, but I'm not actually saying.
Yeah, I know the language. I know you.
This staged approach could begin with acknowledging unidentified objects, then slowly revealing
done
more.
That.
That's what I'm. Yeah, such as non-human intelligence or recovered technology. And like this next line, I just said, to be honest, we're already well into a process similar to this.
We are.
So maybe it's already going. Like, yeah. Maybe we're
They're
in
probably
that.
Already talking to the French.
Exactly, they probably are.
Oh, we really got this alien. So
we want you to say this.
Yeah,
okay. We're going to prepare the American people, and I want the French to.
We're
going to
put you guys on Joe Rogan and let you guys tell everybody what's happening. Okay.
You flying saucer? It's really real.
You flying croissant?
Shaped like a croissant.
Croissant.
We might see a formal press conference with top officials. I really hope we do.
Yeah,
just the visuals of this. I love, you know what I mean? About pre-prepared documentaries or even educational programs aimed at easing the public into acceptance. You know,
like
put something on the USA Network or something. Does that still
Sesame
exist?
Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street, yeah. So in this scenario, there might be increased security, media control, and possibly monitoring of civilian activity here. The government could introduce emergency declarations. And this gets a little scary because that's when we bring in like curfews or even restrictions on information sharing, because you can't imagine what might happen at this point. And we're going to talk more about that. But so their goal would be like maintaining control over the narrative and then minimizing civil unrest, because that's the whole thing. And that's why in every movie, it's a secret and then it gets out and then people lose their
shit. People can't handle it.
So a key mindset to consider in this kind of a rollout disclosure during a controlled disclosure, staying informed through multiple trusted sources will be crucial, because you need to avoid those knee-jerk reactions to official statements and be mindful of potential misinformation, because there's going to be so much. We're not going to know what's real and what's not. The priority
I'm going to have a hard time believing it, even with like a government, like nationwide address.
If Trump gets
in, I don't know,
like from the Oval Office and says, there are aliens, this is him, his name is Melnap.
Yeah.
Have a discussion with him and he comes out. I don't know if I'd even believe it still.
I know.
I don't know.
Deep fake.
This deep fake. This is ridiculous. So now let's look at the other scenario, an uncontrolled sudden revelation that aliens exist.
Yeah.
And this might happen through an event like somebody's live streaming an alien landing, you know, in their backyard yeah. or something. Or maybe it's a mass sighting, like someone's at the Patriots game and they see, you know,
yeah.
aliens.
So you watch
down.
Right here. A bird yeah. flies across and it hits boom, falls straight down.
Yeah.
They've been there the whole time.
Furry rabbit or something. I don't know. and so unlike a managed rollout, the scenario would unfold chaotically. It would yeah. be a mess. No clear official narrative. Information would spread rapidly through social media. The truth would likely be mixed with speculation, hoaxes, and potentially dangerous rumors. Like, it would be a chaotic.
This would be the worst way, but the way that I want it to happen.
Me too.
I want, like, all these alien ships to just show up.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we got to talk about this now.
Out of nowhere, and it's like a Monday afternoon, and I yeah. get to go home early.
Yeah.
And watch it on the news.
It's happening.
Yes, yeah. Let's go.
I'd be like, Kobe, I'll meet at your house.
Exactly.
Let's watch it together.
Governments would probably struggle to respond here. You know, there'd be really inconsistent messaging. Emergency measures like martial law or communication blackouts would probably happen yeah. here. This is very scary. The unpredictability of this situation could trigger fear-driven reactions in the public. You're going to see panic buying. You're going to see civil unrest like mm-hmm. you've never seen before. So a key mindset to consider here, in a sudden revelation scenario, the primary focus is staying grounded and assessing your immediate surroundings. Because that's the whole thing. Like, is right away, you've just got to, I got to stay safe and I got to stay grounded. Trust your instincts about safety. Don't be like, what is the lady, the stripper lady on Independence Day that goes down to the top of the building and
yeah,
is
yeah,
waving,
that's
right?
exactly what I think.
Avoid
Take
those.
Us.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be.
Avoid large gatherings. You don't right. want to be there because if the aliens are going to kill, they want to kill as many at once.
They're just
going to
shoot right
Suck
through
me
the building.
Right in. Yeah. And be prepared to act quickly if local conditions become unstable, because that's your most immediate issue here is your local conditions. And keeping a low profile, avoiding hasty decisions is going to be key until the situation stabilizes. So, look, whether it's a disclosure is gradual or it's sudden, you've got to maintain a flexible mindset and you got to right. focus on the bigger picture to help you navigate the chaos that will come either way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So instead of getting lost in the details of what is being disclosed, keep your attention on what it means for your immediate safety and your long-term preparedness.
That's exactly right.
You're going to be difficult to do.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of chaos we might see. And not just like full on and, you know, mm-hmm. intense, you know, raiding stores and all that, but there's going to be like a slow mm-hmm. disruption to humanity.
It's true. Yeah.
So societal shifts and institutional collapse, probably the most concerning in my opinion, because yeah. like people will start to break and lose their minds because of this. Mm-hmm. So the religious and ideological crises, yeah. many existing philosophical and religious frameworks would face significant challenges.
Yeah.
And this is hard to think about. And like, how would you feel about this? Like, mm-hmm. like you have to think, it's like, if aliens show up, from all that you've learned, how you've been raised, like, what's it going to do to you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that worried about it, but some mm-hmm. people will. It'll break them.
Yeah, it's like it might destroy this whole structure you've built through religion.
Yeah.
And like in your brain, and yeah. you don't know, and it's not just you. It's
and it doesn't
everybody
have
else.
To.
No,
but it will. It'll shake people up big time.
100% will. Yeah.
So yeah, questions about the origin of life, humanity's place in the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, some religious institutions might experience. Crises of faith, you know, and while others might adapt and integrate it into the new reality. Yeah. Government responses. Nations will tighten control mm-hmm. or will global alliances shift? You know, we always see like everybody coming together, but mm-hmm. at the same time, and I'll talk a little bit more about this, there is an advantage that might come to being the first to communicate with them
yeah,
or
sure.
get that technology and, you know, allies with the alien before, you know. Exactly.
Yeah.
There will be some scrambling, obviously, you know, as we've seen in like media and movies and books, you know, we may possibly see the government just seem in total disarray. They may be more on the defense, or they might be on the offensive based on what they know.
Oh gosh. Yeah,
who
that's
knows?
Scary. Yeah, they might have more information.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it depends on what they already know. Public reaction, you know, waves of fear, cult-like movements. This is guaranteed to happen. It always does.
Well, and we even look at things like we've done episodes on the comet panic.
Yes.
Right? That's
a perfect example of what people were thinking.
The cult-like movements and the loss of faith and the things
that
people did.
Or they think it's the end.
It is going to be madness.
Yeah.
Complete madness.
Yep.
Yeah.
People on rooftops with signs, a lot of despair and carelessness. Mm-hmm. Nothing matters anymore to people because it changed their life completely to where they just don't care. Mm-hmm. And either that's a good thing and they'll stay home away from everybody, or they're like, I'm going to go and just have fun.
It's time to live.
Destroy. Yeah.
It's time to live.
Yeah. Looting, shutdowns, lockdowns, all these things from people breaking mentally could happen. And so let's talk about the economic fallout, panic buying and supply chain disruptions. You know, your semi drivers probably aren't going to continue if there's an announcement of an alien invasion, or it's an abrupt, like, here they
are.
Even
if it's not an invasion, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's going to change, like, people aren't going to want to go to work, or, you know, it's just going to disrupt everything. So expect fuel, food, medical shortages, lack of services, stores, shipments, manufacturing. It'll all slow. It may possibly stop for a long time.
Yeah.
You may see potential shifts in priorities with some industries. You know, they may boom with defense and technology while others go away and collapse.
Try and get, like, stock in defense contractors right away.
Yeah.
And space stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Stocks, savings, you know, they may take a hit for an indefinite amount of time.
True.
They may disappear. They may, like, just explode. Who knows? So you got to keep an eye on all that. It's tough. Because who knows?
Yeah.
Geopolitical ramifications. This is what I was talking about. So global unity versus fragmentation. The potential for unity, a shared experience of contact, would foster a sense of global unity, which is always cool. I always think about that.
I hope it's the case.
Everybody kind of comes together to figure this out and see what the threats are and work together.
Yeah, like, that's the hope. That's the great hope of something like this, that, like, hey, now borders don't matter.
Yeah.
Countries don't matter. It's like, it's the earth versus something, even if it's not, again, even if it's not like they're attacking us or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They just exist.
Yep.
Right.
So what was the, like, we always talk about, it's like one of our favorites because the sound editing is just incredible on it with
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Where they come and they're communicating, the ships just show up. What's it called?
Arrival.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Everybody's working together on that. They're all trying to communicate with them and figure out how. I love that unity. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you hope will happen.
Yep.
The realization of a common other could diminish existing rivalries and encourage collaborative efforts. If you've ever seen Watchmen, that is what the story is about. Mm-hmm. I just ruined it for you.
Oh.
Is that an alien invasion triggers everyone to come together and stop war. It's kind of cool. But there's the potential for fragmentation.
Yes.
Competition for access to alien technology or resources could exacerbate existing tensions and create new conflicts. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to think about.
But it's true.
But yeah, it's just like we just barely had the episode on, you know, post World War II, the
Operation Paperclip on this podcast.
All
is a
the information that was a different
podcast. Yes.
Hopefully, you're listening to it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is like, they wanted access to as much scientific knowledge as possible. Mm-hmm. It would be the same with this. It's like, if we can communicate with them, or, you know, if there's shot down or crashed alien spacecrafts, we want all of that to ourselves.
And
you
also
know, like, different countries will be that way.
Even just differing opinions on how to handle it from country to country.
Yeah. One wants to attack. One wants to ally with them. You just never know. So nations may seek to gain individual advantages, leading to mistrust and conflict.
Yeah,
might start a war just with aliens showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the military implications. First, to establish communication may create a huge technological advantage, and the potential for alien military tech would trigger a global arms race.
Oh, my God.
Another one.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Nations would invest heavily in defense research and development, seeking to counter potential alien threats.
Good luck.
So maybe there would be an emergence of a new global superpower just because of their ability to.
Wow.
You know,
Australia.
Maybe the French.
Or the French.
Were communicating with aliens way before us.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. So anyway. But the thing is, like, there will be some mass hysteria and psychological collapse. This is a huge risk, this type of event. You know, the cognitive dissonance, people struggle to accept new realities that challenge their worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And things just don't go anywhere or they fall apart. The herd mentality is another thing. When uncertainty rises, people will follow the loudest voices, often irrationally. We've seen that. Yeah, it happens all the time.
For sure.
It's like, I think this is right and this is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, this was from the left or the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then fight, flight, or freeze response. Some will panic and some will shut down and some will react aggressively. Gather all those guns.
I think panic will probably be the biggest. But yeah, a lot of people are going to be very aggressive.
Yeah. Like, they're going to defend their planet.
Oh, yeah, and it could be a bad deal.
It could be a bad deal.
We don't know. What was on Independence
Day?
You
support the aliens? Yeah, well, I don't support. Yeah, it's
what was on Independence Day? It said, stop shooting guns at the...
That's one of my favorites. You know, just picture somebody with a pistol firing.
100%, I could go out in Vernal. I could see, like, everybody with their 50 cals, you know. Yeah.
I've been ready for this.
I'm going to shoot that damn thing down.
Yeah.
You know?
Dialed in. That moves one bit, I'm shooting it.
It don't look at me wrong. You get any tractor beam down here, I'm going to shoot your ass right up the butthole with that thing.
This is our land.
My pappy live here for 100 years. I got to cut
hay. I can totally see that kind of chaos.
Oh, gosh, 100%.
And expect an increase in conspiracies.
Yes.
It's going to just go crazy. Cult-like movements again, fear-based decision-making.
Elon is an alien.
Yeah, exactly.
He is the leader.
Well, he is, right?
Well, I mean, probably
that's what
is.
They've been saying.
Yeah.
So is there ways that we can prepare mentally?
That's the biggest thing. I think mentally.
This is the whole reason we're talking about this.
Mental is
we
big.
Need to think about how we are going to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
So mental resilience in a time of uncertainty is super important. It's not just about what happens externally. It's about how you process and respond to it, which is why communication is important. Yeah. Preparedness, thinking ahead, like all the stuff that we're teaching you. Well,
it's
trying
your brain
to teach
box.
Ourselves.
It's what's happening in here.
Yeah.
In that brain box of yours.
Oh, man.
You know?
It's chaos, I'll tell you.
It's a madhouse in there.
Resilience isn't about avoiding stress. It's about adapting to it.
Yeah.
So we've got to learn to adapt and deal with it in whatever way. It's the ability to bounce back from setbacks and find new ways to cope. You've got to expect that to happen, and you've got to have that mindset. And this is a hard thing to practice, right? Because we haven't had to experience anything like this.
Well, I mean, you know, COVID, I think, was a good dry run.
Yeah.
You know, because there was a lot of panic and chaos and things.
That's the only good that came from that.
Yeah.
So mental survival, how do we stay focused and rational? Stress inoculation training. So just like soldiers train for combat, preppers should train for mental stress.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
you
can do.
A lot of stress, but yeah. You can, training and different experience, like learn to live without some of the conveniences. All that stuff can be integrated into this.
Even just simple things like cold showers and hard workouts and, you know, meditation. All those things is stress inoculation. It's helping
Don't
you.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avoid knee-jerk reactions, like you said. Don't immediately react to headlines, rumors, and social media hype. That's a big problem that happens on a daily basis.
Gosh,
it'll just go nutso, right? Yeah. Identify trusted resources of information. Still, also hard.
Yeah.
Fact check everything. Avoid getting lost in the paranoia.
We will do an episode if the aliens are disclosed. Just so you know.
Yeah.
We'll probably do a whole series on it.
All we know.
Yeah.
Just like we did on COVID. We're gonna update.
Yeah.
And then practice the OODA loop.
Oompa
Observe.
Loompa? Oh.
Orient. Decide. Act.
Oh, okay.
Stay strategic in your decision making.
I like that.
One of the best things to honestly do, like for building mental resilience, is stoic thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Control what you can, accept what you can't, and focus on rational action. If aliens show up, they've shown up. Like, you can't do anything about it. Like,
the Stoics really do say, like, know what you control and know what you can't control and move forward.
Yeah. And that should be like a prepper mindset.
100%.
Cultivate growth and mindset, you know, view challenges, opportunities to grow and learn. Mm-hmm. Embrace the idea that your abilities can be developed through effort. Practice mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Build a strong support system. Self-care. We've talked about this a million times.
We have, yeah.
Make sure you're physically fit and mentally fit. Like, if you have some issues, figure it out. Like, go to the proper medical care team that can help your mental problems.
The more you're ready now,
and that may not seem like ready, but it is.
It is.
Fix your
man.
Problems now.
Yeah, those mental problems, those physical problems, are so big.
Yeah,
because
once something like this happens, like you're toast if you don't have any plan figured out how to take care
and
of
it. And, like, again, even if it's not like this scenario where you're running from aliens, like, obviously that is great to be healthy for. It's just, like, getting through these big things, the more mentally prepared you are, the more physically prepared you are, the better you get through it.
Yeah,
the easier you get through it.
Yeah.
So it's not just about running from lasers, okay, or tractor beams. It's, like, it's just getting through really tough situations. The more your body is physically prepared and mentally prepared, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So important.
And so filtering out noise and misinformation, that's important now.
It is.
And so you can learn to do that so that when this time comes, because there's going to be a huge influx of crazy information, you need to know how to be cautious about hoaxes and scams and manipulation tactics. You know, psychological warfare is the real deal. And so it's going to take off with this. So anyways, those are some ways you can kind of prepare, because it's going to be chaotic for people. It's going to ruin lives. It's going to ruin beliefs.
Yeah.
And so just make yourself mentally prepared now.
Yeah. For you and for your neighbors.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a big deal. Also, if you didn't know, electrolyte deficiency or imbalances, they can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. And as people want to be prepared and ready for anything, the last thing you need is something that will slow you down when you need to be ready the most. That's why we at Casual Preppers have teamed up with Element. It is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing that you don't. We think Element is perfect for bug out bags and EDC kits because it contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio. 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, 60 milligrams of magnesium. Perfect for running away from aliens. You know, and it tastes delicious.
It really is. It
tastes delicious. Grapefruit and citrus. Bellissimo. Okay.
Good.
Casual Preppers listeners can get a free Element sample pack when you make any purchase through our exclusive Casual Preppers link. That is one packet of every flavor, and they have no questions asked refunds. You can get it the first time and the 100th time you order. But you have to go through our link, and that is drinklmnt.com/casualpreppers. Get your order and your free sample pack with any purchase at drinkelement.com/casualpreppers. I can't tell you how delicious this stuff is.
It's great.
My kids are obsessed with it now.
Just pour it in their mouth like a pixie stick.
Pixie stick, yeah. Delicious. So let's look at preparing for the unknown, right? I think biggest challenges in a disclosure scenario like this could be the potential disruption of a lot of key technologies.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We don't know if the alien forces have a technology that just like disables everything. Right? Or if just the aftermath of everything brings the grid down or whatever it is, right? That could be electricity, that could be GPS, it could be internet, all those things could just go down. So you have to have backup solutions for a lot of this stuff. Number one, power, right? Because the grid goes down, power is one of the most important things you can have. So you have to have a backup solution, whether that's solar panels or hand crank generators or off-grid, you know, energy systems. You have to maintain basic functionality in all the things you're doing. So that is one of the things you can prepare for, because we just don't know what's going to happen with all of those things. And then also, like, navigation becomes an issue. Are the satellites down? Is GPS gone? So now you have to understand those traditional skills, you know, map reading, land navigation. Maybe it's celestial positioning, and you know, then you just have to understand those things.
Although those stars are all spaceships, so
we don't know. That's the whole thing, right? And then communication is another critical area. If all that stuff goes down, even if the government shuts it down to try and, you know, to try and make sure that they're getting the information out that they want, you need to have backup stuff, whether that's ham radios or walkie-talkies. These different analog methods might be the only way to stay informed if they pull down all our digital methods, right?
Yeah.
If they could just pull, or they could limit the internet so you can only go to, you know, whitehouse.gov or something. That's the only, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the only
.edu.
Yeah, .edu or whatever it is.
Org.
Right? Yeah. So, also, in a scenario where advanced beings might disrupt modern technology, over-reliance on high-tech survival gear actually might be a vulnerability as well. So you have to have that balanced approach. You got to, you know, keep those modern tools while also using primitive survival skills. And this is something we've preached for a long time, you know, blending the two. You got to be able to make a fire. You got to be able to hunt. You got to be able to purify water without gear.
And we're talking all about future stuff, but this stuff is still definitely going to matter.
Very much so. And then I think hard copy knowledge is going to be invaluable here, because you can't just hop on to, you know, survival.net or whatever. You need to have printed guides or books available. it's going to be very, very important in these situations. Self-sufficiency is going to be so important when it becomes a long-term survival scenario here,
for sure.
Right? If supply chains collapse because of this, adaptability and resourcefulness will matter more than a basement full of beans. It really will. So preppers who can build and repair and innovate on the fly, they're going to have a better time moving forward. And then I think in this situation, you've got to, I mean, in every SHTF situation, you've got to consider that bugging in versus bugging out scenario, right?
The scenario will determine.
It really will determine. And I think it, you know, this is the classic choice that preppers make in an SHTF scenario. Do I stay? Do I go? Should I stay or should I go? I think, was that the Clash?
I knew you were going to say
that. Somebody? Yeah. I can't remember who that was. But, you know, you got to have a plan with very clear triggers for whatever action that is, right? You know, I'm bugging in until this point. But again, this isn't something that is specific to this scenario. It's with all of them.
Yeah, so, I agree.
And you need to understand the possibility of government overreach, because it's not even a possibility. There will 100%
for sure
be government overreach in this situation.
Government reach
and it's
around.
Not a fun reach around. It's not a fun one at all.
No.
You're not going to like it.
You won't enjoy it.
Yeah. There will be no enjoying this reach around. If disclosure happens, you have to believe the government. It's just, they're not going to just sit back and say, all right, you guys figure it out. No.
Yeah.
They're going to control the narrative. They're going to manage public reaction. They're going to protect their interests first.
Yeah.
Because that's their job.
Yep. It
really
is.
That's what governments do. So as preppers, we need to be ready for these restrictions.
In reality, that's what you want.
Like, you do.
You don't want the government to just give up and be
you
done.
You don't. Like, they're doing some things that need to be done. But we need to be ready for whatever restrictions, whatever misinformation.
Because they will come, yeah.
Because they're going to come, right? And so what are some of these possible responses? Number one, I think, is curfews and restricted movement. And I think it just comes down to martial law.
Yeah.
Right? We've done episodes in the past on martial law. You have to understand what it means. What it's going to look like, because governments love lockdowns when things get crazy. I mean, you just look at what they did on COVID,
right?
And that was mild,
yeah.
Right? That was super mild. But they could very easily justify limiting travel for safety reasons or, you know, government, whatever it is. And you could keep certain people from different locations or even entire cities locked down. Large-scale movement restrictions could mean blocked highways, closed borders, or you have to use travel permits to go from one place to the other. If things escalate fast, we could even see military enforced curfews or safety zones where movement is completely controlled, which I can 100% see. I mean, you look at Arrival, like you talked about.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
You know, there was ships down there and you couldn't get into that zone because it was all a military zone. Very something that could definitely happen. So you have to have alternative travel plans, and you have to have cash on hand, and you need to know back roads and rural routes and all those things to help counter what might happen there. We know for sure they're going to censor stuff and they're going to have information control. So they're going to filter what's official, what's misinformation. They're going to shut down independent sources. Like, do you think they're going to let Joe Rogan, put podcasts out? I don't know. Maybe they probably won't.
He will be the president. So
he might be the president. Who knows? But I'm just saying that you're going to have to understand what that means.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
information is going to be the only official information is going to be the information they want you to get. So you need to understand that and know how to get something else if you can. They might even like have mandatory cooperation and reporting on things here. Governments might demand that all sightings, all evidence, all experiences be reported directly. There could be like a, you know, an alien reporting
trying
team
to gather every a bit of information they can.
And that could be like registration databases and interviews and voluntary compliance if you have a run-in or something. So know your rights. If you witness something, think carefully about who you tell.
See something, say something.
Yeah, or don't say something.
Or don't
That's
say
what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. They could also reallocate resources in times of crisis. This is something that could very, in an emergency, if it goes to hell real quick, they could seize food, fuel, medical supplies, and even land under emergency orders.
Yep.
So understand what that might look like, what their your rights are, what they could do. It could really impact things like off-grid homesteaders, preppers, and private bunker owners.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And it's like we were mentioning in that first episode that we did. It's like if AI and everybody, if this is all tracked,
mm-hmm.
super easy access. Uh-huh. They already know exactly what you have.
They already know. So keep your supply caches in multiple locations here. Don't put all your eggs in one bunker. You know what I mean? Have stuff, you know, in several places.
Elevate your eggs.
Elevate your eggs. It's very easy. Man, you guys got me on that one, didn't you? If the government starts cracking down, drawing attention to yourself is probably a bad idea. I think a gray man is probably
a great
thing to think about. Don't say, I got all the alien supplies you need. That is in my basement. No, don't do that. Keep a low profile, blend in, those kind of things. And then, you know, decentralized survival networks. Those are those people who your prepper group, basically, mm-hmm. right? This is going to be really important in these times. One thing I really want to talk about is assessing risk here. And that's we're assessing risk from compliance versus resistance. Because I know a lot of people who compliance is just out of the question.
Yeah.
I resist for at sure. all costs, absolutely. At all areas, no matter what.
Like COVID magnified that whole.
And, you know, I understand it, but you have idea. To, when it comes to survival, you have to pick your battles.
It's true.
In these situations.
That's so true.
If there's new laws, if there's new mandates, if there's new information or whatever it is that the government is sending out, you need to ask yourself on each one of those, does compliance keep me safe? If I actually follow this, is it actually going to be better for me if I follow it? Right?
Or what harm could there be in following it?
Yes. Or will it put me at risk? So you can look at it that way.
Yeah.
Right? There's two
every
things.
Every night, whole family out here in their underwear. We can evaluate.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that good? Is it going to help?
A lot or what?
Does it not help? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a short-term or a permanent restriction? You can ask yourself that. And then, like, the big question, is it worth resisting now or should I wait for a better opportunity? Mm-hmm. Right? So... I just know a lot of people who matter what it is, it's going to be resistance. It's 5-5-6 is the answer.
No matter what, they're going to push against the grain, right?
Yeah, and so that's probably not the best way to look at it. You need to look at each one of those things.
You really do have to be open-minded.
You got to be open-minded because it actually might be a good thing for everybody.
Never a good thing when someone tells me what to do.
I know. So the key takeaway here is like when control tightens, true preparedness really means being adaptable, informed and strategic with everything that you do. It's not always just fighting the system.
Right.
Right. It's knowing how to navigate it while maintaining your freedom and knowing your rights there.
Yeah.
Very
exactly.
important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And so this is pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
This steps to take today. Mm-hmm. You're all preppers, right? Listed in, or if not, you're getting into it. Mm-hmm. These are basic plans that we've been giving.
Yeah, we don't need
forever.
To go into these super detailed, yeah. but
building an emergency plan.
Yeah.
All the stuff we've been talking about, the most important thing that you can do is develop that emergency plan. Like have a contact list, a lift.
Lift.
Have a contact lift.
Lisp.
Can't even say lisp.
Yeah, I know.
Contact lisp. Okay. Mm-hmm. No one will ever be able to interpret what you're saying.
Yeah.
Contact list, communication plan, mm-hmm. and one that you all know well. That's
Matt
the
Gearco.
Most important thing, man, is that emergency plan. Second, strengthen your security and awareness.
Yeah.
You know, be prepared for local unrest. What does that mean for you? Is that preparing your home defensively? Mm-hmm. Is that staying out of the way? You know, like you said, gray man. Is that a home security plan? Like, it's important, and you need to prepare for it now. Ensuring that long-term sustainability.
Yeah.
Water independence, you know, being able to purify water, have water on hand, not having to go out and find water or have a source that's reliable.
Water might be really important if we're in a sign situation.
That's true. It might be
who
the
knows?
Way you defeat them.
Yeah, right.
Food sources, obviously, know how to hunt, grow, forage food, and have a good food supply.
Yeah.
Self-sufficient energy solutions, like we have that new Champion solar battery.
It's
right?
beautiful, man.
We're going to use it together.
We could probably put our houses together for that
yeah,
sucker.
Exactly.
I mean,
but power is super important. So you need to have like solar, wind, off-the-grid power capability. And then medical care. Again, be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Get free of those diseases. Mm-hmm. Have backup meds. Know how to take care of yourself medically. And then understand as much as possible about the whole scenario. That's why communication is so important. There's going to be new developments. There's going to be a lot of information that's coming out. Know how to sort through that. Know how to communicate with your group and friends of being able to sort through this information and knowing what's best for all of you.
Yeah.
So
sure.
those are your basic prepping, you know, items that is just standard to all preppers, but you've got to like go back to those basic plans. Go listen to those episodes. Be ready for these things because that stuff is still going to matter.
Yeah, I agree.
But listen, today's podcast is brought to you by Tachbach, the only tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Use code Casual Preppers and get a free $70 machine made part from Next Level Armament.
Yeah.
Seriously, boy, they are magicians. They like create stuff in a box that they didn't buy or make. I don't know how they do it.
It's magic.
So go check it out.
There you go. Check out Tachbach. Yeah. So, you know, going back over today's episode, we're talking about aliens, right? But I really feel like just in most of those movies, the real threat is probably not the aliens. It's how society reacts
exactly
to the aliens. Exactly. And so that's the thing you need to be ready for.
The aliens would be like, what a mess.
I don't know. Why did we do this? Let's go home.
I flew over and they freaked out.
That was pretty easy. We took down their whole society.
They could. They probably could.
And then you look, disruption is disruption. It doesn't matter whether it's from disclosure, economic collapse, alien wars, or government overreach. It's all disruption. And so really, the whole, it's just preparedness.
Yeah.
It's a basic preparedness thing. And prepping is about adaptability. You know, the tools you rely on today, they may not work tomorrow. So,
True.
Listener challenge. This is our favorite part, right, Cameron? Mm-hmm. Prepare for an encounters drill.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I really hope you guys do this. I want you to go outside and I want you to imagine a UFO sighting is confirmed in your area. It happened. Like a real alien is in the sky and you got confirmation that it's there. What are you going to do?
That's a great question.
What's your plan? You know, identify what's your bug out location? What's your bug in plan? Consider how you'd handle communication disruptions if the aliens, you know, boom, everything's gone.
Think about those that live around you, how they're going to react.
Oh my gosh. I do think one of my neighbors probably is an alien.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty much sure he is and his entire family.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should go like buddy up to him.
Yeah, who knows?
At that point or just let him
be super scared
away.
About.
Yeah. I'm scared now. I am scared now. So I think this is just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Consider a drill, like an alien drill.
Play this out in your mind.
Yeah, see what happens, right? I think it's kind of fun. So anyways, that's when the truth comes out for us, episode 2.
It's going to happen, man.
Dude, I'm so excited. I really hope. And again, this might sound mad, like madness
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, it's crazy scenarios, but we're getting closer to this one than I thought we ever would.
We might already be on step 2 or 3. I don't even know this rollout. So
yeah,
it's nuts. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit subscribe. Go follow us on all the socials. Go check out This Podcast Is a Secret because we talk about lots of cool stuff like this all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Stay survived.